So let's go to Durban now. Five more people have been charged in that multi-million rand 2010 FIFA World Cup corruption case. That's the case against Durban businessman Thushan Pandey, the former KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner Mamonye Ngobeni, and other former policemen as well. So a total of 104 witnesses, they've been cited in that indictment. But today, four family members and the personal assistants of Pandey have been added to that charge sheet. We speak now to the Independent Directorate spokesperson, Sindisiwe Seboka. Sindisiwe, thank you for your time today. A court appearance in Durban and more people being added to that charge sheet.
Yes, so we did indicate last year that we plan to add more people onto the charge sheet, hence getting the racketeering certificate through the National Director of Public Prosecution, Shamila Batoi. So the family members of Thushan Pandey and his personal assistants have appeared before the Durban Magistrates Court. Their matter has been postponed to the 21st of May, where they will be joined with Thushan and the various other initial arrests, the initial people we arrested. So it's a total of 9 people now. But just to clarify why they were arrested and why they filter into the bigger picture of the corruption, we found out that Thushan Pandey used his family members, his mom, his sister, and his brother-in-law, as well as his personal assistant in part, but for the assisting. So he used his family members to open the businesses, and then in 2009, and then those businesses were then used in order to get contracts from SEP. So we are saying that as the sole directors in many respects of the companies, these family members were liable to have known that money laundering was taking place, as well as racketeering, meaning they were working as an active syndicate in order to defraud SAP.
Oh, Sindisiwe, that's it's fascinating. It's essentially a family affair that is operating as a criminal syndicate. And so you've added the mother, the wife, the brother-in-law, the sister, and the personal assistant. This obviously took some investigating on the part of the ID here.
Extensive investigation. That's why last year we initially arrested Thushan Pandey and the SAPS officials that assisted him. And then we later realized that the companies were actually owned by the family members. That's when we then applied for the racketeering certificate through the National Director of Public Prosecutions, and we got it. And then we submitted it. So the matter is now going to proceed to the High Court in May, in this actual month. So we're going to see how it proceeds there, but our anticipation is that pre-trial should start soon.
And do you expect anybody else to be added, or do you think this is it now and you are ready for that pre-trial?
The thing about investigations, you can never actually say they're concluded until the matter has wrapped up in court, or even legislation, but not legislation, but case law to support it. But what we're saying is we do not want to muddle it up and add more people. We are appreciate the people that we actually have now. These are the people that we believe need to stand trial because they represented the companies that benefited from the major 47 million rand contract. But we cannot rule any possible arrests out.
Excellent. Sindisiwe Seboka, the investigating directorate spokesperson. Interesting development there against the Durban businessman Thushan Pandey. So his wife, his mother, his brother-in-law, his sister and his PA all believed to be part of that criminal syndicate. Could you run a criminal syndicate with your family? I wonder how that would work. There must have been a lot of infighting going on there. And who actually is in charge? Drop us a WhatsApp voice note. Let us know what you think about that one.